Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Been Pride displays, Pride products for sale for years. It's really not been until the past year or so that it's become this hot button issue.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Heather Hester, you might have seen some of the news. She's a commentator. Some of the news about like this fight that broke out outside of a Glendale, California school district where they're having a vote on just reaffirming their support for Pride Month that they've been doing for years. Heather Hester here is saying that, you know, Pride displays and Pride parades have been going on for years and never been a hot button issue. I would say it this way. It has been an issue of controversy for a long time, but the general population has either stopped caring or accepted the kind of the pro acronym mindset, or at least tolerance for it, if not accepting it outright. You know, tolerance is it's bad, but you put up with it. Accepting it is you enjoy it or you affirm it. So they're two different things, but they get used sloppily together. Anyway, so I think she's wrong that this never been a hot button issue. It's just that, you know, kind of culture has changed around. And for an awful lot of people, it's never really gone away. But she goes on, and it's interesting because she was talking specifically about Target. Okay, and the changes that Target has done with putting their merchandise out of the prime areas and, you know, kind of backing off their commitment.
I think that it is important that these products are available because it is representation. So it allows LGBTQ plus, you know, kids, young adults, adults to see themselves, right? To have a product that is for them. And so, you know, it's like having representation in media or in books or any of those things. It's important.
And that's that argument. That's exactly why when you push it off of the front area, that's very offensive to the sort of, you know, acronym folks, is because you're saying it's lesser than or it's less visible, and you're taking away that representative value. You're taking away the, you know, presence of it. You're saying that, you know, acronym people are the kind of people that ought to have to hide their identities or hide their behavior, or hide, you know, out of the main area. Right. That's how they take it. Right. And, you know, just that's always worthwhile to understand what somebody is saying and why they say it.
Really, what Target ultimately did was show that they were in this just for the money. So rainbow capitalism is essentially, you know, selling Pride products for profit and not necessarily standing behind the community with support.
Yeah. I mean, that's, she seems surprised. Like, she seems to be criticizing Target for being a company that's, you know, in business to, you know, make a profit. Like, you know, this whole line of rainbow capitalism, as she calls it, which I think is kind of a wonderful phrase, rainbow capitalism, she says it's, you know, really just about making money. That's what businesses do. I mean, of course. And when they thought that it was all upside, right, when they thought that this is gaining us left-leaning customers on social issues, and they didn't think they were having to lose any right-leaning customers on social issues or sexual issues, then they were for it. And now that they find out that there's a benefit and a cost, and maybe the cost outweighs the benefit, well, all of a sudden, they're not into it anymore because they're a business. Like, that's the whole point. And it's funny to me, because she goes on to criticize this, it's funny to me that this would be a critique. Well, they're not really into the cause. What made you think they were? I mean, that's what it. Most of these companies have had to be pressured financially through threats, boycotts, advertising revenue, you know, to get them to the current place where they feel like they have to play the pro acronym, pro rainbow game in order to not offend enough people in order to stay in business and be profitable. You coerced them into this position through economic leverage, and now you're surprised that they can be coerced out of that position by economic leverage. And you're surprised that they're not, like, just committed to the cause for ideological reasons. Well, if they had to be brought to the table by leverage, why are you, like, it's a funny thing to be surprised about.
Really, what Target ultimately did was show that they were in this just for the money. So rainbow capitalism is essentially, you know, selling pride products for profit.
Right. That's exactly.
My son is now 22. And so he was, I think for him, it was like, well, there's another corporation showing their true colors. They don't actually support us. They only care about the money, and they're running at the first sign of, you know, bullying or intimidation.
That's capitalism. That's what it does.
This is a huge betrayal, because this is the, you know, the your livelihood saying, we don't see you. We don't care who you inherently are as a human being. What we care about is our bottom line.
They were hoping the businesses would be better people when businesses are, you know, kind of, I mean, take this the right way if you're a business owner, but sociopathic, right? You're in it for the money. You're legally obligated to be in it for the money, especially if you're a public company. You have to be in it for the money. You can't, you're not allowed to make other choices, basically. So for them to be surprised that companies would react to adverse economic pressure when they have been reacting for decades to the opposite direction of economic pressure, it's just, I mean, it's a funny thing to get upset about. Like, well, that's the game, lady. 617 on News Radio 92.3. And we agree, by the way. I'm in agreement with her. I don't think of it as a betrayal so much as I think it's surprising that you think it's a betrayal. But yeah, of course they're in it for the money, which is why things like boycotts get done and why sometimes they work. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Highway 29 in Pinestead, this is near Bob Tyler in Carr City, showing an accident. Emergency crews are on scene. Northbound lanes are blocked at this time. Very slow I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Gotta tell you, Candy, how good you are at your job.
Oh, yeah, aren't I? I'm good at reading.
You are. Everybody knows it's true. And I want you to know it's true as well. Hey, Frontier Motors, if you've been thinking about getting that next vehicle or just thinking in general about weather or where to go or whatever, you know, if you don't love your car, and you should, right? Like, if I ask you the question, you love your car, that shouldn't be an uncomfortable question. And if it is, because you're like, well, I don't know what I need to think about. Who loves their car? Well, when you get a car, that's when you love it for a while, and then, you know, you like it, and then you kind of put up with it, and then eventually you don't want to think about it too much because it's time to get a new one, and that's what you do. You go to Frontier Motors, and you look at some of these cars, and you get them, you drive them, and you fiddle with the knobs, and you play around, and you test drive five or six different ones. Find one you can love because you're in your car a lot, and you deal with your car a lot. You shouldn't have to just endure that time in your life. You should be able to enjoy it. So go find a car that you're going to enjoy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community with great quality used cars for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. This summer, UWF is offering a range of sports camps for local athletes of all ages. Taught by a premier coaching roster of UWF athletics coaches, these camps are essential for any middle school and high school athletes wanting to hone their skills. Join Raymond Brooks and Will Kennedy on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss the upcoming UWF camps and the benefits of attending the camps. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I got it. I know all of it.
Feed me now. I'm starving.
Good morning, 621 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got a Escambia County Commission meeting and a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting today. Santa Rosa, it's going to be interesting to see if we have more drama over James Calkins' dislike of Democrats, to put it mildly. So we'll see what pans out there. In the Escambia County Commission, one of the things they're going to talk about is the moving of the Delta Recycling, the concrete recycling facility, from where it had been at Old Palafox. They've really moved. They're just not operating, is my understanding, over onto Burgess Road, west of Palafox. And they had a town hall meeting about this two weeks ago now. And I don't think I learned an awful lot about this, but I will say this. I would anticipate, because of the tone at the town hall where the owner-operator and some of the residents in that area had kind of gotten into it a little bit, that this will not go smoothly today.
And we have been contacting the owners according to that's what we're finding out, because everybody we go back to on the list that the mailouts go to, that the property owned by, that's what I keep finding out. You know, I own it, but it's a rental property. Okay, well, do we have anything to talk about? They said, we really don't care. So
we own the land.
Yeah.
But you didn't think it was important to come talk to the land.
I never said that.
Between April and today is June. You didn't come across the street. We see you, and you got to see us because I'm there all day, every day. I see your trucks going in and out. You got a truck right now loaded on your property and sitting here saying y'all don't do no hauling.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so it wasn't super smooth. She went on.
Okay, well, from this day forward, if I see something, I'll take a picture. So when we go to the next meeting, we will know, because I think ain't all the truth being told in here today. And I'm going, that's my last ad. I'm just going to keep my eyes open, okay?
That's fine. We have no problem with that.
Yeah, so like I said, that question today will be interesting. By the way, I learned something in this meeting about that area and about west of US 29, really, at Diamond Dairy. That's at the raceway just south of I-10. I learned something about that vicinity and also on the other side on Burgess that I didn't know that I thought was fascinating.
It used to be a dairy farm over there years and years and years ago, and that's where the cows used to hang out in that pond. So that pond there was done.
That's pretty good.
It's a long time ago. Yeah. Right there. It used to be a big, that whole place there was a dairy. That's where it used to, where the Diamond Dairy Road, that's where it actually got its name from. Because that road there, that Burgess Road, used to be Diamond Dairy Road. And that pond behind the Mako, that was where the cows and stuff actually went out there and got the water and stuff. And then later years, somebody way back then put a pole peeling process there. And they pushed all them pole shavings and stuff. You dig down that pond now, you'll find some pole shavings and stuff down there if it hadn't all decayed away. The pond I'm talking about that's got the big trees.
I didn't catch this resident's name, but these are the kind of people I love hearing from. Because they've lived here for their whole lives, you know, and they know history about where we are and where we used to be. That, I mean, I've been here, 9 years. And so I love hearing from folks like this and finding out, Diamond Dairy used to be a dairy. Well, that makes sense. That's where you get a name like that. 625 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, watching this accident near that area, actually, kind of. Highway 29 in Pinestead. This is near Bob Tyler. Showing an accident with emergency crews on scene. This happened about an hour ago. Northbound lanes are still blocked. And again, slow I-10 eastbound near 87 this morning as they continue construction. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Bahamas today to announce over $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. Harris is the highest-ranking U.S. official now to visit the island since it became independent in 1973. At least two people were hurt after a shooting at a carnival in Alpharetta, Georgia. That's just a little bit north of Atlanta. Police say they don't know a motive for the shooting yet. That suspect's still on the loose. And for the hockey fans, the Panthers looking to get on the board against the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Game 3 of the best of 7 series taking place in Sunrise. And so far, Florida down 2-0.
Yeah, did you ever watch any of this? Like, I remember watching this a couple years ago when the Golden Knights, they put on a Las Vegas quality production on the ice before the games. It's really interesting. Like, you know, there's the drama and the narrator, and they come out and they fight with these foam swords, and you know, it's actually kind of entertaining. I don't know that that's what happens at any other professional hockey game beforehand, but Vegas really does a show. It's actually kind of entertaining.
Oh, yeah, I actually haven't seen that. I'm gonna have to look it up now, though.
Yeah, it's like good. Aerial acts. They bring them down onto the stage, and they have dragons and fire and light. I mean, it's a performance. It's kind of fun. David, thanks so much for the update. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. A couple of other things that are going on at the county commission meeting tonight that are kind of interesting. One, I'd mentioned the concrete crushing plant move. I kind of anticipate that's going to fail, actually, which is interesting. But we'll see. You know, you got to actually go through the meeting. There's a Project Sparrow coming to Escambia County that they're looking for an economic development ad valorem tax exemption for, an E-date. That's where the county forgoes certain amount of property taxes for so many years, for 10 years in this case. And Project Sparrow, which we don't know what it is. I mean, you know, they do, obviously, Florida West and county commissioners know, but, you know, we don't know, because a lot of these deals have to get done in the dark before they can actually be officially done, otherwise competitors, and there's all kinds of reasons. Anyway, Sparrow's going to invest $62 million and create 30 new jobs, average salary $49,920. So we've got some kind of a deal in the offing that we'll find out about eventually that's going to be $30,000-$50,000 jobs. That's kind of neat. The multi-use path out on Santa Rosa Island, out on the beach, Pensacola Beach, is going to get redone. And they're doing a design thing for $159,000, but it's going to be basically built and or rebuilt all the way from the toll booth to Fort Pickens, 3 miles. So this is a major project coming to the beach. I was chatting with Commissioner Bender about this last night because that's his district. And he said, there's been a lot of things that have been done to the existing path over the years that probably aren't quite right. And they're going to repave and redesign and make sure that it's ADA compliant and all of that. And, you know, if multi-use path use in any other area is a good indicator, that's a good project, but not cheap. Also, and this is, I'm torn on this one, okay? I'll tell you, I'm very torn on this. I live in District 3. I know this area pretty well, but you have a massive resurfacing funding that they're putting in tonight to talk about resurfacing Brownsville, Lincoln Park, Oakfield, Bellmead, Ensley, Wedgewood, Olive Heights, this whole area for $4 million, okay? So it's a lot. And you have to resurface, and that's good. And I always complain about resurfacing not being done in the amount of time, you know, every 20 years you're supposed to resurface used streets. The only thing I don't like about this is it's being done out of local option sales tax money. And here's why, okay? The argument for LOST money is, you know, tourists come and they pay for it, right? And we don't have to pay for it. That's good. I agree. But the selling point for putting in LOST is we're going to do extra stuff. We're going to do extra stuff that we weren't going to do before. You know, we were going to buy one fire truck, and now we're going to buy two because of local option sales tax dollars. That's the idea of it. And you can only buy certain things with lost money. To me, road resurfacing is money that is supposed to be spent anyway based on property taxes. You know, if we didn't have the local option sales tax in place, you still have to resurface streets. Like, that's a core governmental function. And so when you take a core governmental function and you use the extra cool stuff tax fund to pay for it, well, that means you're not getting extra cool stuff. You're getting the same stuff, and you're getting it through this new tax. And of course, that allows you to use the existing budget to pay for other things. Well, the existing budget should go for this, and then the LOST should go for the new stuff and different stuff. So I'm not a fan of funding it this way. I understand why they do, but just a, you know, I know nothing is going to change in this regard, but just to make you aware that LOST isn't always going for extra and different stuff. In this case, it's going for resurfacing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump denies reports that he's been told he'll be charged soon by the special counsel investigating classified documents taken from the White House. His legal team has been told it's a possibility.
Fox has confirmed that the former president's lawyers have been notified that President Trump is the target of Jack Smith's look into the handling of classified material. Sources tell Fox the official notification from the Justice Department came several days ago.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. At least four children and one adult are stabbed in France.
This happened in the city of Annecy, which is in the Alps near the border with Switzerland. Local officials say the attack took place in a playground near the city center. The children who were stabbed are all around 3 years old.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Police say the attacker, who is in custody, told them that he's from Syria seeking asylum. Some of the victims are said to be in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 73 degrees right now. It is mostly clear skies in Pensacola this morning. An Escambia County deputy had to be taken to the hospital yesterday after a motorcycle crash. Now, this happened on Nine Mile Road in Pensacola Boulevard. According to the sheriff's office, the deputy was on a motorcycle, part of an escort, when they hit another vehicle. The Florida Highway Patrol says the deputy suffered injuries to his leg. The crash report did not indicate any charges were filed in the crash. The search continuing for a new city manager in Milton. Current city manager Randy Jorgensen retiring at the end of the summer. City council members will be cutting down the list of possible candidates at a meeting next week.
I understand that he's working hard to vet these applications so that we have a way to figure out the best choices on how to interview, because when you have a lot of applicants, we can't interview every single applicant.
And that is Mayor Heather Lindsay. She says the council members will be narrowing down the list from 43 to about a dozen possible candidates. Former Gulfbreeze City Manager Buzz Eddy has been helping in the search by vetting some of the candidates. Congressman Matt Gaetz is going to be in Jay tomorrow for a legislative update. He'll be speaking at Scott's Outdoors from 5:30 until 7 p.m. He'll be providing updates on his work in Washington, D.C. and Florida's 1st Congressional District. Now, if you'd like to be at this legislative update event, tickets are free. You can get those at Eventbrite. We've got that link posted on the News Radio Facebook page for anybody who would like to go. Charter Schools USA holding a job fair today for individuals that are interested in working at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Now, the fair is going to take place from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Residence Inn by Marriott at 6000 Cobble Creek Road. Anybody interested should take their resume and any certifications they've earned. Charter Schools USA says they're partnering with the school district to make the transition as easy as possible. All Academy students will wear uniforms. Those will be provided by Charter Schools USA. In addition, Charter Schools USA will have a new vendor for meal service and be providing free and reduced lunches for all who qualify. Governor Ron DeSantis making a surprise trip to the border in Arizona before he held a roundtable at the Cochise College Sierra Vista campus yesterday. DeSantis said Florida is not a sanctuary state.
We have put forth resources to assist with the transportation of illegal migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions where, you know, they've advertised that they welcome that. That prevents from coming to Florida, and I think it's also been very effective.
California Governor Gavin Newsom threatening criminal prosecution of Governor DeSantis for transporting migrants from Central and South America to Sacramento, which is a sanctuary city. The governor made his first trip to the southern border as a presidential candidate as the Republican field in the 2024 campaign grows. It is 6:35 here, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Well, we just got a text. It looks like the wreck on 29 in Pinestead is all clear now, so you shouldn't have any problems going northbound or southbound. It was a little slow this morning. Do still watch out if you're heading that way. Certainly I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. Very, very slow. And that's it. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the afternoon today. 50% chance of rain overall with a high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 60s, low 70s. We're going to be seeing our summertime pattern continue for Friday. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Temperatures upper 80s, low 90s, overnight 60s and 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Shares of GameStop are down more than 18% in pre-market trading after the company terminated CEO Matt Furlong and elevated Ryan Cohen to executive chairman. The latest shakeup at the video game retailer, which has been struggling to find new ways to juice sales. Cohen first joined the board as a director in early 2021 and rose to chairman that June as part of a restructuring of GameStop's board. The company then overhauled its executive team, hiring Furlong from Amazon for the CEO job. GameStop didn't cite a reason for the firing. The Daily Telegraph, a more than 150-year-old politically influential British newspaper, has effectively been put up for sale after its parent company entered a form of insolvency proceedings. The move could offer a rare chance to buy a trophy asset with strong ties to the ruling Conservative Party while signaling the further erosion of the business empire of the Barclay family, once one of Britain's richest clans. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not sure what the exact right walk-up music is for the Escambia County Transportation Engineer, but that seems like a pretty good guess. We'll take it. Chris Phillips is that Escambia County Transportation Engineer. He joins us now for there you go. He joins us now to talk about stuff. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
By the way, Chris, who used to be with Santa Rosa County, so welcome across the water, so to speak, to a different and relatively new job. I listened to you talking at the town hall that Jeff Bergosh had in Beulah the other night. You did a really good job, which is why I wanted to have you on this morning. So let's talk about some of the traffic things that are going on in Escambia County. I have not driven the roundabout. It's been that long since I've been out to Perdido. Everybody wanted it real bad, and now that they have it, it sounds like everybody's angry about it. Is it working well, working poorly, a catastrophe? You tell me.
Well, Andrew, we hear the same things that you're hearing. And honestly, I took the opportunity on Saturday to hop on my motorcycle and ride out that way. And I rode through it no less than four times between the hours of, I think, probably around 10 to noon. I rode over to Alabama and saw all the traffic they have over there and turned around and came back through Perdido. And if we could just convey the message that it is a slow speed maneuver. It is absolutely not a fast maneuver. It's not as fast a maneuver even as the new one at 17th Avenue. I mean, we have advisory signs now warning not only locals but tourists. And they're spaced out a half mile ahead of it, 800 feet with a flashing beacon, 600 feet and 400 feet. And I went through there as late as yesterday, went through it two more times. And as long as everyone is making it a safe, slow maneuver, using their signal where appropriate, it's working fine. The problems we're having is we've had a few instances. And I don't really even understand how this happens, where people are going straight through the middle of it. And I have to believe that you're either on your phone or you're intoxicated if you go straight through the middle of that roundabout, because you're bouncing off of curbing to get to that point if you're going straight. Wow. So again, we just encourage citizens to take their time. I mean, it's a learning process, because there aren't that many roundabouts in the Pensacola area, clearly. But if they will take their time, never, ever stop while you're in the circle. If you're approaching the roundabout, you are to yield to traffic in the circle. But the responsibility for those in the circle is to use your signal where applicable to let your fellow motorists know what you're doing.
So from your point of view, the thing is designed just fine, but for whatever reason, whether it's cell phones or not watching or distracted or who knows, or drunk, that's the real source of the problem, not the design inadequacy. Is that basically right?
That's what we believe. I mean, was designed by a licensed engineer, and they ran traffic through it using computer simulations, and it works.
Okay.
And I've done it, and lots of people have done it.
Well, I appreciate that, because the perception I had was that we somehow had made a big mistake, and, if you're telling me, then not really. I'll take your word for it. You said something the other day in the Beulah Town Hall that, frankly, it concerned me, because you were talking about the Beulah interchange, and you made the comment that FDOT, because of rising costs of everything, which, we understand that roads are now costing almost twice what they cost a couple years ago, that the Beulah interchange, you made it sound like it wasn't a future fact. You used the phrase, well, they're interested, which is a different word than committed. It made me worried that the Beulah interchange is now back on the maybe list instead of in the yes, just a matter of time list.
Well, if I conveyed that, I apologize, because I mean, it is still the number one priority of the Florida-Alabama TPO.
Right, right.
FDOT has provided no indication to us in any conversations and meetings we've had that it's not going to happen.
Got it.
They are facing some very serious cost overruns, just like the county is. And so they're having to shovel some money around. And they work in five-year increments. And this interchange has been on the back end of in year four and five. And I believe that they have had to move some things around to be able to fulfill some current projects that are going. And I believe that it's going to reenter that work program next time we see that. which will be at the end of this year.
Okay, so it's not quite as concerning as maybe I had interpreted you as saying. It really is a future fact. It's more a question of how rather than if.
Yeah, and they're still doing, we are reevaluating the PD&E on the north side because the county is looking to move, extend West Kingsfield, and we're going to literally move Beulah Road over in order to be able to realize more space in the landfill. We found that it is as economical to move the road over as it is to pay for wetland mitigation credits and split the landfill with the existing road. So things are moving. A lot is moving on the north end of I-10. On the south end, DOT is going to have a resurfacing project from Mobile Highway all the way up to Isaac's Lane, where the new interchange will be in 2025. So absolutely nobody has abandoned the project, and we have conveyed to them that it is our number one priority.
Outstanding. Thank you for the clarification. We're talking to Chris Phillips. He's the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Just a second, Chris. Let me get Candy in here with traffic on the fives.
Little slow I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue road construction this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. All right, she said traffic tips. Now, Chris, you are the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Do you have any traffic tips for us? Like, this is stuff that people are doing that's making life hard, or this is stuff that people are doing that's making life easy? Because you see all the problem spots. Like, you're like the doctor seeing all the diseases. You know, you see the beach, and, you know, you see the construction, and you see Sorrento Road. You tell me. You see Davis Highway. You tell me, is there anything we can do better?
Well, Andrew, there are a few things, and the first and most important thing, and I know people get tired of hearing it, but put your phone down while you're behind the wheel. I mean, I guarantee you right now someone is listening to me speak, and they have their phone in their hand while they're driving down the road. And I've asked that person, just put the phone down. And when you're at a traffic signal, and it's red, and I understand, I think we all do it, you pick up your phone, and you see what's going on Facebook. If you put your phone down there and pay attention to the signal, when it turns green, you can go. Now, I understand that you around here, you kind of have to look and be cautious to make sure no one's running the light. But if you're on your phone typing that last text and you have eaten up 10 seconds of a 70-second green signal, then the people behind you, the last guy ain't going to make it. There's just no way he's going to make it. So, and also, we love our pedestrians. We do everything we can to take care of our pedestrians. But if you will use the pedestrian signals at the traffic signals, that is the safest place for you to cross. If you run across a road or if you get halfway out there and traffic stops, again, we're interrupting flow at that point. And I have to encourage our citizens. Our citizens are our biggest asset because they are our eyes and ears out in the county. I mean, I have a staff of 14. We can't be everywhere, but we have a traffic hotline, and we have an email, traffic@myescambia.com. If you see something that appears to be wrong with a signal or a pedestrian crosswalk signal is not working, if you'll send us an email, we can get out there and we can get that fixed right away. Because if our citizens think something's wrong, it's most likely the case that there is something wrong. And I got to tell you, me and several of my staff, we listen to you all in the morning on the way in. Candy is a big help to us. When she says that a signal is flashing at a certain intersection, I'm not while I'm driving, calling my folks right up and saying, "Hey, we need to get out there and we need to check this out." In some cases, the power's out; we can't do a whole lot about that. But if it's a problem that we can fix, we want to fix it.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, what happens, honestly, is typically when I see something's wrong, and, you know, the drivers in an area know what things are supposed to be like all the time, so you notice when things are wrong when it's your area, and I'll just text it to Wes, and he'll take care of it because he's a roads guy. Well, you're now my guy. I'm going to text you instead, so because I know you're the one directly handling it, but traffic@myescambia.com, people want to report any of these things. And I really appreciate the note about the cell phones because I had not thought about that. I'm well aware that, like, an accident on the side of the road that people slow down even 5 miles an hour for on the interstate is what causes a two-mile backup. I get that, how traffic flow works. It had not occurred to me that the reason I'm stuck in traffic on Davis Highway, which, by the way, has gotten a lot better, kudos to your division for making that a lot better and timing those signals better, is because people, you know, they're spending 5 seconds on their phone at the light, and that makes everybody's day worse because that's messing with the flow of traffic, how it is supposed to happen. So I really appreciate that note. Hey, I was just going to say, I don't think we have a lot of time left, but I definitely wanted to ask you this question. Where are we on the ATMS, the Advanced Traffic Management System, and the new facility? How close are we to getting that, which is not just for, you know, the signals in Escambia County, but it's also going to run like the Navarre Beach light and some other lights around this. It's a two-county project. So where are we at on that?
So we have, honestly, over the past 4 years, Escambia County has teamed with the Emerald Coast Regional Council, and we have a consultant that looks not only at Escambia signals, but they also look at Santa Rosa, like you mentioned, and all the municipalities. So it's really in the very early stages. The building itself, the facility itself, is under design through a local agency program agreement, and the Emerald Coast Council has selected a consultant to begin that. So that is underway. All of the fiber that is going in both counties is going to tremendously help in communications with the signals back to that facility. So things are absolutely in the works. So we have an office in our corner of the central office complex where we have screens, and sometimes that consultant comes to our office to help out some of the other counties. So we're definitely taking a regional approach with this. And it is moving forward at quite a rapid pace.
And see, I didn't even make you say diverging diamond on the radio.
I appreciate that.
I know. And I was interested to learn that we're getting one at 9 Mile and I-10 in addition to the one at Pine Forest and I-10. Oh, I did. You know what? I did have one extra thing, Chris. I would be I would be remiss if I didn't ask you just for maybe a 30 seconds on this. It seems like every Saturday we're breaking records to the beach with volume.
We broke records the past two Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not even into the height of the season or anything yet. Like, I mean, what is there anything that can be done? I mean, it seems like a this year kind of problem, but I know it is already way better than it has ever been in the past, but what are y'all doing to help it now?
So we're looking. The new 3 Mile Bridge has aided us because there are now new cameras on the 3 Mile Bridge looking into Gulf Breeze.
Oh, good point.
And we added a camera at the main intersection at Fort Pickens Road and Via de Luna, and we've also worked with the WeatherSim organization. They have a camera at the fire station further down Via de Luna. So we can see more than we've ever seen out there, which really aids us and to be able to get the traffic moving, time those green lights, be able to do some flushes, encourage people that go to the beach. If a rainstorm comes up, just hang out for a little while, because if everybody tries to leave at the same time, that creates chaos. If we can just have everybody just hang out for a little bit, we can get you off the island much more efficiently.
All right. Well, that's helpful. That's what we can do, you know, in the midst of everything else. But yeah, more cars every single time we look, and the more information, as you say, eyes on, is going to help you guys remotely operate things and make sure that they run more smoothly. Chris Phillips, he's the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Hey, Chris, welcome to the job, and thank you so much for the work that y'all do to make our lives less annoying by making the traffic flow better, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Hey, dale.
National average for a gallon of gas, 356. Florida average is 331. Mississippi is 296. California is 487. If you're in Navarre, 313 east and west of the Walmart, 310 at the Murphy at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 327 in proper. CEFCO in Milton, 313. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 315. Prices have dipped a little bit in Pace by about a dime. That's good. If you're on 9 Mile, 307 at the Walmart, 307 at the other Walmart, Murphy in front of the Walmart US 29, and coming in from the southwest side, 311 at the Shell at Pace and Cervantes. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, we are watching, speaking of which, one accident, not an accident, I'm sorry, a slowdown near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. And remember, the bridge is out on Longleaf until possibly tomorrow. It says until midnight tonight, but doing construction, of course, near George Stone. This brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a heads up for anybody traveling by plane today. Those Canadian wildfires actually run the possibility of causing some flight cancellations. That's because of the dangerous air quality all across the Northeast. Yesterday, it was enough to cause a ground stop at New York's LaGuardia Airport and delays at Dulles and Ronald Reagan airports. And the same thing could happen again today. Speaking of airplanes, more than 200 people that were stranded in Russia have made it to San Francisco. This after an Air India flight left Delhi on Tuesday, had to make an emergency landing in Siberia because of engine problems. Took almost 2 days for them to get a replacement plane, but the airline confirmed that everybody has safely made it back to the USA.
Oh, that's good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, by the way, We did a lot of talking about the medical examiner's office yesterday and about Deanna Oleski. And I want to give you a teeny tiny slice of who she is. Okay, teeny tiny slice of who she is. She heard us talking about this yesterday, and she texted me and said, Andrew, you were saying that we are, sworn officers of the court and part of the law enforcement apparatus. Technically, that's not right. She is a sworn and admitted expert, but not a sworn officer and not a law enforcement officer. And I said, okay, well, I will make sure to make that clarification. That's my mistake, not theirs. But you get like, that's her wanting me to make sure that I'm describing something right and that I'm getting it all accurate and not saying anything that might be inaccurate about what she does. That's the kind of person she is. Like, these are the kind of people that you want. Anyway, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for Future News. Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. City Manager Milton. We're going to find a city manager in time. They're going to whittle it down to a dozen next week, and then they're going to whittle it down to a few for interviews. Is this process going to go smoothly?
Yes.
City Milton.
I mean, it hasn't so far. But
no, it's been okay so far, actually. Right. I will say this. There's going to be some drama. And the drama is going to come when and if you get down to that final pool of candidates, and then we're talking about particular people that some are going to like and some are not going to like, and whether, you know, Ed Spears, who some like and some do not like, and, you know, and he's the one from inside the agency right now. So I think later on down the road, there's going to be some, it's going to be some fighting. A-10s. Marco Rubio suggests sending A-10s to Ukraine as we're trying to basically decommission that platform out of the U.S. Air Force. Is that going to happen?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense because they were literally built to fight tanks and to do close air support. So for the Ukrainians to fight against Russian tanks and troops, that's a perfect use of that platform. It's a way for us to use our military hardware to fight Russia without us having to do it. I mean, that's actually a very smart plan, better than F-16.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.3.